asking. Jesus had been teaching people from the boat while Simon was cleaning his nets, and perhaps Simon had heard something that made him pay attention. So when Jesus asked him to put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch, Simon said, "Because you say so, I will." As the year comes to an end, it was going to be easy to feel as if we've worked hard all night without catching anything. Here it is, 2016, and there's some things in our lives that's not changed. But for all our efforts, we still struggle with some problems and temptations. Our children give us some worries. Our neighbors may seem no more open to Jesus than when we first befriended them. Even so, we keep putting out our nets. Jesus has asked us to, and sometimes it all depends upon who's asking. So what is he telling us to do today? 2016, keep on keeping on. The only way we lose is if we quit. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due time you shall reap if you don't what? If you don't faint or if you don't quit. So the word is persevere. That means keep on keeping on. Keep on doing it. Keep on standing. Hey, if I didn't get it in 2015, that doesn't mean I'm not going to get it in 2016. So, in response to that, the scripture I want to read this morning is the challenge, another challenge before us. So if you would stand, please. I'm going to be reading out of 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 20, and I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible. And it says, because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. That's a way to start today. We looked at the Messiah that way once and got it all wrong, as you know. We certainly don't look at him that way anymore. Now we look inside, and what we see is that anyone united with the Messiah gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life begins. Look at it. All this comes from the God who settled the relationship between us and him and then called us to settle our relationships with each other. God put the world square with himself through the Messiah, giving the world a fresh start by offering forgiveness of sins. God has given us the task of telling everyone what he's doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and to enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. Amen. You know, it says, behold, you know, all things are passed away. All things become new. It's a new day. Every day is a new day. And as I look at people, I was talking with somebody in Walmart the other day. I was in Ricardo's mission field. And I ran into somebody and was talking about a situation. And we were talking about a person and how we were praying that God would begin doing a new work in them. And I felt the Lord saying, when they can receive God's grace for themselves, they'll show God's grace to other people. People who have problem forgiving other people, they haven't received that total grace that God has for them. Because once you get into the fact that God loves you, without a doubt, beyond anything you could ever think or imagine, then you're going to have such a love and receive that love that you'll be able to extend that love toward others. That's the truth. So if you're having a problem with your love life, check and see if you've received everything God's given you. Because when you do, it'll pour out through you. Amen? All right, I tell you what, I want to make history this year. I want to make history today. I want to be known as a person that prays. I want to be known as a person that perseveres in the things that God has asked us to do and to believe him for. And I'm not going to settle for anything less than what the Word of God promises me. How about you today? Amen.
Is it true today that when people pray, cloudy skies will break, kings and queens will shake?
Yes, it's true.
that when people pray, we'll see dead men rise and the blind set free. Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms. Yes, it's true today that when people pray, the fire of God and the truth in hand, we'll see miracles, we'll see angels sing, we'll see broken hearts making history. Yes, it's true. Story maker in this land.
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms. History maker in this land.
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna run into your arms, into your arms.
Service last Sunday morning while they were up here praying for people, Pastor Shirley and different ones, and Pastor and different ones, they heard music and they didn't know where it came from. We're talking about angels singing. Hallelujah. Lord God Almighty, come on, church. As we worship and praise you, Father, hallelujah, as we take this message of perseverance and love and never quitting and never letting go, Father God, not only into our lives but to others around us, we praise you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. You are near,
and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? We're singing, oh no, you never let go. Coming through the storms, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh, never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on.
A glorious light beyond all compare.
And there will be an end to these troubles. But until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. No, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yes, I can see the light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. We're singing, oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low.
Oh no,
you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah, Lord. We're singing, oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh, 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 oh. You never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah.
Do you see the light? Come on, Jesus.
Yes, I can see the light that is coming for the heart that holds on. That there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. We're singing, oh no, you never let go
through the calm and through the storm.
Oh no, you never let go every high and every low.
Oh no,
you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. Singing, oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storms. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. You never let go of me. Oh, you never let go of me, Lord.
Wow. Woo! Come on, church. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, as we're walking, we give our every praise to you, Father God. Every thought, every intention, Father. We just focus in on praising you, and we let you take care of everything else. Amen, church. Every praise. Every praise.
Come on, church, repeat after me this morning right here. Every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship,
every word of worship,
with one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise
to our God.
Is to our God.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Is to our God.
Is to our God.
We're going to repeat this one more time, but just take it up right here. Now, every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
to our God.
Is to our God.
All y'all sing the heaven right here. Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Is to our God.
Is to our God.
Sing every praise.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Oh, you sounded good. New Life, take it up one more time. Say every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
Say every word of worship,
glory, hallelujah,
one accord
is to our God.
Say every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise
is to our God.
Is to our God.
I like how you sound. Let's sing this.
Sing hallelujah
to our God.
To our God.
Say glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.
It's to our God.
Oh, I kind of like singing it like this. And it goes, say, God, my Savior. God, my
Hallelujah. Hallelujah with every praise, every praise. I tell you what, there's a sweet wind of blowing. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's attached to the word change. Hallelujah. That's okay. Amen. We're going to hear from the Spirit of the Lord this year. We're going to follow Him because the sweet wind of His presence is in this place. Amen.
There's a wind a-blowing, all across the land, a fragrant breeze of heaven blowing once again. Don't know where it comes from, don't know where it goes,
but let it blow over me.
Showers from above, mercy drops are coming, mercy drops of love. Turn your face to heaven, let the water pour, let it pour over me. Pour over me.
There's a fire burning. Come on.
There's a fire burning, falling from the sky. Awesome tongues of fire consuming you and I. Can you feel it burning? Mercy come.
I was praying for someone the other day, and I felt inside myself begin to say, I break the power of Satan and the assignment he has against you and your household in Jesus' name. This is 2016. It's 16's twice eight. Eight means new beginnings. We got double. Come on. I'm double, double. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you all, but I know in the name of Jesus in our household, 2016 is going to be different this year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because of Jesus, because every chain that's been broken. Amen. I believe that. I'm not coming into 2016 with any old baggage. Oh, come on now. I'm not packing anything in. You got to make sure you've turned it all loose. Not loaded down with junk from then. It's a new year. It's a new day. Amen. New day. Hallelujah. Just receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You may have to think of some things in your own life. You think, well, I don't know if that's been... Jesus broke everything. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Now sing it, church.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army up.
There's an army rising up.
To break every chain,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Do you hear a falling church? Come on now.
I hear the chains falling. Break every chain, break every chain.
I want to ask you something, church. If you're here today and you say, I just want somebody to agree with me, and the chain and the enemy is broken in my house, over my kids' life, over my life, in the name of Jesus, you come on up here. Pastor Shirley will be here. She's just going to touch you and agree with you that in the name of Jesus, the power of Satan's broken in your house.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up.
There's an army.
There's an army
rising up.
There's an army.
There's an army rising up.
To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain. Break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Rising up.
There's an army. To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain. To break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
I hear the chain. Thank you.
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain,
to break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Church, I do. Come on now, ready?
I hear the chains falling.
That 2016 is also going to be a year of name changers. That which you have been called in the past, God said you will no longer be called that. Instead of being called fame, and God said you're going to be called blessed. Instead of a people that has no joy, God says you will have much joy this year. My goodness, just as God changed Jacob's name from Jacob to Israel because he wrestled with God, you're no longer going to be a people that's called, I've wrestled with God, but you're going to be a people that has been called, I have prevailed because I have come into agreement with what God and what God has said. That 2016 is going to be your year of restoration and great joy for you and your household, because we call those children that have been scattered abroad, we call them home, and we speak to the north, the east, south, and west to give up that seed, that see that word that has been planted in your seed shall not return void, but you have planted that word and it will be accomplished in the due season, says God. Then God says to stand firm on what you know and what you have been taught. Enter into this year with great joy, because joy shall be yours. And just as Pastor Laverne was saying, that the 8 means new beginnings and double 8 means 16, which dolly means double beginnings, but God said, I'm going to give you double for your trouble this year, that you have stood when others said that you cannot stand, but you have stood because of your faith in me and what you know the word has to say. And just as I'm going to be preaching in the morning on the finished, when Jesus said it was finished on the cross, he meant that it was finished. And the settled word that was settled in heaven has already been settled for you. So why should you bear that which I have already bore, says the Lord. And he says, release that unto me and watch what I will do even the days ahead. For those of you that had doors slammed in your face when you knew that it should have been open, God says to stand, because that door is going to open. So by faith, I want you to stand if you're not standing. And I want you to step and take one step through that no door. Come on, church. Come on. God says the windows of heaven are even now being opened even more now before. So as I have to step to face it, I will no longer be held back by the circumstances or what people may have said, because God says I'm changing the name of the game. Hallelujah. You may have been called this before, but God says I'm changing it. Hallelujah. You may have thought you were a person that's just been tolerated. God says I'm bringing into you a vision where you'll no longer not just be tolerated, but you will be celebrated, because you are my children. You are my sons and daughters, and I'm bringing in you into a season where you're not just going to be tolerated as a Christian. You're not just going to be tolerated because you speak the word, but you're going to be called blessed. Hallelujah. You're going to be called blessed. You're going to be called the joy of the Lord. And instead of being tolerated, God says you're going to be celebrated. Hallelujah. So get ready, church. God is doing a new thing, new season. And I feel the winds of God, like I said last Sunday, God is changing the climate of the church. Not just this church, but the body of Christ as a whole. The climate is being changed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So go ahead and put your dancing shoes on, says the Lord. For you will dance into great victory in this year, because I'm lighting the load. I'm lighting the burden of the days gone past. So remember, double for your trouble. Step into the new, for the door that's been shut, that's meant to be open, God says, I'm opening. And you're going to walk through with great favor, because I'm going to bless you to be a blessing to others. Not for you to hoard it for yourself, but for you to begin to give as a seed. And when you begin to plant that seed, God says, I will return it to you, not just a hundredfold, but more and more and more and more. It will be brought back to you, says God. And you will see that you're not my favorite people. Hallelujah.
Tell you something else, church. Tell you something else. The Lord says to tell you that as you look at this church, you look at these seats, and I know there's stuff going on, but you see them filled. You see people that aren't here back. You see their situations changing where they've got gas money to get here, or where they're no longer sick, or where they can make it. You see this church growing. You see this church full. Amen. When somebody says, what's going on at New Life now? Say, you know what? We're a growing church. We're on fire for God. We've got a vision. God's going to fulfill that vision in this place. Amen. That's what he brought us here for. And we're not quitters. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One day when heaven
Ricardo,
is filled with
just 1 minute real quick. I'm sorry. That's twice today I've heard about it being finished and for the year. I heard it on radio, K-Love. Now, that's not a shocker, but the fact that we were coming in early for our own reasons, I wouldn't have heard it had it not been coming in early. So when God wants you to hear something, you're going to hear it. So it is finished. It's the message of the day, the week, the year, however you want to look at it. So it's we're going to pass that along. Like I said, that's twice within the last 2 hours I've heard that. So that's the message of the day, the year, the week.
I want you, we're going to finish out with this worship song that's very fitting, but I want you to be seated. I want our ushers to come forward. Creflo Dollar was teaching on finances, and he said, you know, it's not about money, it's about trusting God. And when all you're looking at is lack, or all you're looking at is what you can't give, then he says you're not trusting God. You just trust God and do what you can do. And God makes up for the rest of it. I will say this, I don't know who it was. Doesn't bother me who it was. Not, it's between them and the Lord. But somebody came up to somebody in this church and said, I want you to put this in the bill in the fund. Said, we need to get that church paid off. $2,000 handed to somebody to pay on the mortgage. Is that what's happening this year? I take that. Don't you know it? God can do it any way he wants to. You just be faithful with what you need to do. And God will bring it in. Amen. Father, thank you for blessing this church. I thank you, Father, for receiving those things. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as our people give unto you. Amen.
One day when heaven is filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carry my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they laid him Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on a tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. Hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me.
Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
One day the grave could
fail him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose, oh, death he had conquered. Now has ascended, my Lord evermore.
Death could not hold him, the grave could not keep him from rising again.
Bearing he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
One day the trumpet will sound glory coming. One day the sky with its glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved Lord's bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine.
Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, oh glorious day,
oh glorious day.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now we have a special this morning that's just continuing our worship. Sarah, come use my mic, hon. Sarah and Mackenzie have a special song this morning. We're so thankful for Sarah and the anointing upon her.
Like a hurricane, I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. is jealous for me. His love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. And oh, drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes.